O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 14, verses 7 through 10 and 19 through 22. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Behold Him by Mitch Wong and Paul Baloch, sung by Mission House. The lyrics reveal the persons of God in His actions and being. A swelling chorus lifts up His various names and then reminds the listener to be still and behold Him, a warm invitation to bask in the Lord's presence.
He who was before there was light walked across the pages of time. He who made every living thing, behold Him. He who heard humanity's cry left His throne to wake as a child. He became like the least of us. Behold Him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold Him. He who dined with sinners and saints, healed the blind, the lost, and the lame. Even now He is in our midst. Behold Him. He who chose a criminal's end, paid with blood to settle our debt, buried death as He rose to life. Behold Him, Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the Lord. and behold him. Behold him. Behold him.
Jeremiah 14, 7 through 10 and 19 through 22. Though our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. O you, hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be like a man confused, like a mighty warrior who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us. Thus says the Lord concerning this people, they have loved to wander thus. They have not restrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Does your soul loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, but no good came, for a time of healing, but behold, terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Are there any among the false gods of the nations that can bring rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not he, O Lord, our God? We set our hope on you, for you do all these things. The World Series is going on right now. And given that I'm in Southern California, I haven't interacted with a lot of people who are excited about the matchup, the Phillies and the Astros. That doesn't mean, however, that people don't have opinions about who should come out on top. Actually, that's not really where the emphasis is. Most people that I've talked to about the World Series care more about who loses, and they all want the Astros to lose. Why? Well, because a few years back, in a year that the Astros won the World Series, they were embroiled in a cheating scandal. I won't go into the details, nor will I pretend to be unbiased, given that they cheated against the Dodgers. But many, especially Dodgers fans, felt that they got off too easy. And that belief and the desire to root against them as a result points to a truth revealed by this passage, that sin creates a debt that has to be paid. In our text, the prophet Jeremiah intercedes on behalf of Israel, asking God for relief from a drought that was ravaging the land. He confesses the people's sin, but asks God to give them grace nonetheless. And God's response in verse 10 is chilling. He responds with a quick no. Their sin has created a debt that had to be paid. Though Jeremiah was repentant, the people were not. They hadn't yet realized the cost of walking away from God, and this drought would remind them. Now, this truth about sin, that it creates a debt that has to be paid, remains today. All of our sins cost something. They harm us, they harm our neighbor, and they grieve God. But that reality makes the gospel that much more powerful. Because in the gospel, we see that our debt didn't vanish. No, it was paid, but not by us, the ones who accrued the debt. Instead, it was paid by Jesus in full. In the gospel, we see the severity of our sin. We see the need for justice, but perhaps most importantly, we see the extent of God's love and grace as he comes down to rescue us from ourselves. So in the moments that follow, I'd encourage you to take some time to pray. Thank God for the gospel, in which we see both his perfect justice and amazing grace. Thank you. Let's close now with this prayer from the 4th century bishop Ambrose. Lord, teach us to seek you, and reveal yourself to us when we seek you. For we cannot seek you unless you first teach us, or find you except you reveal yourself to us. Let us seek you in longing, and long for you in seeking. Let us find you in love, and love you in finding. O Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.